Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's doing things on our behalf that's going to just amaze us. You know, the Lord do many things on our behalf. He bless us from dangers seen and dangers unseen. He's just good like that. And he looks out for us. He loves us, everyone. And He's very, very patient with us, and He cares about us in every way there is. Every part of our life, He wants it to be as blessed as possible. So that means He wants us to be a blessing and have concern and charity towards others. And with His wisdom, we can do precisely that. There's nothing like the wisdom of God and the counsel of God. As we endeavor to learn the perfection of God, the holiness and the wisdom and the love of God, and apply the Word of God to our lives, like we were saying in the last broadcast, mistakes are made. But if you know in part, that's expected. But that doesn't mean you're not holy just because some mistakes are made. And I don't, you know, the last broadcast, I spoke harsh against the deception of Satan. But I want it to be understood that I love the people. People can get things wrong. And God's love is true to us. But the doctrines of devils is not a mistake. That's on purpose, and Satan fully intended to use it against us. And I speak so harshly to wake people up, because God loves us all. And when you're trying to do something, mistakes will be made. And Jesus is our high priest. Though we may make mistakes, and though we do make mistakes, He intercedes for us on the behalf of the Father. He seeks the Father on our behalf, I mean. He seeks the Father on our behalf. And then the Holy Spirit guides us in all truth, so that we can overcome the mindsets that causes us to make the mistakes in the first place. I have a disgust against all forms of false teaching. Now, good men of God can say things wrong sometimes, and I know this, and God knows it too. And they can be genuine, and they can be sincere in their convictions about what they're saying. But if you don't yield to the Holy Spirit, if you can yield to the Holy Spirit, you can come out of dead doctrines. But it's possible to be convinced that error can be true, and people of God will say amen to it. And it's just as wrong as two left shoes. And we don't ever need to help Satan do anything. Now, Jesus said plainly, if we don't deal with the Father, we scatter the body. We scatter His people. Now, Satan did his worst. And to some people, he scattered them. But some people stayed true to the Word of God. They didn't know all the facts, but they stuck with the Lord. And out of that group, some of them endeavored to learn things the proper way. And they overcame the mindsets of old, the mindsets of the world. And they became people that God could correct. And some people are still stuck in doctrines that don't work for them. Some people still have the wrong opinions about things. But God loves them anyway. If they didn't turn in their heart, then they're still God's people. And deception is not hard to get rid of if you can receive the light of God's word. Without receiving the light of God's word, then deception will remain. And it will remain as long as people allow it to remain. Now, I've been talking about focus, and I want to pick back up on it as the Lord guides. The last broadcast, we dealt with how false doctrine divides the body and how it hurts people. And I gave my testimony, things that happened in my life. And even at lunchtime today, I was talking to my sister on the phone. I told her about, you know, some of the things that I've been sharing. How people get into different beliefs and different forms of doctrine that hurt them, hurt their purpose, and they don't even know it. And the way out is always the same. Receive God's word and act on it. If we can follow God, God can guide us out. If we won't follow God, God can't guide us out. And God can do all things possible. But he can't make people become students and obey him. That's got to be from the heart. If you will do the right thing, and you will go forward in life and thrive, it's got to be on purpose. It's got to be your will. God don't take people against their will. Even when he orders their steps, he just closed doors. They can't go through the evil doors they're trying to go through. And they're corralled. They may not be willing right now, but God sees a time when they're going to thank him for altering their course. And there are many times the Lord altered my course. I decided to do things when I was a child that I shouldn't do. I made a decision. I was going to do it, and it didn't work out. My parents prayed for me. Now, this only happened while I was young, while I was a child. They prayed for me, and the Lord interrupted my plans. And I didn't get to do some of the things I intended to do. And now I thank God for it. I thank God for helping me in those times. And see, the Lord can see. He can see what's going to happen. He can see conditions that will be. Now watch this. A pastor at the Church of Gardale, Pastor Lynn Lawson, said years ago, the Lord told him, He believed God for some money. The day he asked for it, he went to the mailbox, and the amount that he needed was in the mailbox. And I think it was an income tax check. But it was the amount that he desperately needed that day. And then the Lord spoke to him and said, whenever you have a need, believe me for it. He said, I can honor your faith yesterday. And it taught me something in that statement. I'm going to say it again in case you missed it. He said, whenever you have a need, he told Lynn Lawson that, believe me and I can honor your faith yesterday. Now, when I heard this, I just stopped in my tracks and thought about that. I said, this is awesome. Our God can see our faith ahead of time and honor our faith before we even speak it. And it, you know, that kind of, you know, that man had a relationship with the Lord. That's the kind of dialogue I like. When the Lord can talk to you one-on-one and teach you things. When you're teachable. When you have a relationship. Some preachers don't do that. They don't give God a chance to give them information. They just do everything in their own strength. Or they judge things according to what they already approved. But the Lord can tell you some things that's way outside the box or the realm of your thinking process. And if you can believe him, you can have the rewards of it. Now, I, you know, I never, I, as, as long as I live, which is forever, I'll never forget what he said. It was just too outstanding to me. And many other people have said things that have a relationship with the Lord. And I thank the Lord for it. I greatly desire to do all that's in God's heart. And I welcome him to teach me things such as that. Things of love. Things that help his people grow. You know, those things are priceless to me. Every statement of the Holy Spirit is priceless. It's worth more than what money can pay for. And money can only buy you what man creates. But God can bless you beyond all that. And I love him. I thank God for it. I thank God for his words of wisdom at strategic times in our lives. So God loves us. And that's just the way it is. That's the way it's going to always be. And I don't get hung up on the mistakes. Now, God, when the men of God didn't choose to follow God the way he was trying to get them to follow him, they kept clinging to their own understanding and their own methods and what they approved. And they would turn their ears against people that they didn't want to listen to. And I'm not saying that, I'm not judging, that's just what happened. And they did it because of a mindset that they picked up along the path of their life. And that can happen to anybody. And I know this. And I knew it could happen to me, so I said, Lord, show me how to live and thrive. And my ear, you know, when I ask the Lord a question, I listen to see what he'll say. And I watch to listen to who he's going to use. He may choose to use anybody. And most of the time when he ministered to me with people, it's people who love him. Just people who love him. And many times it's my pastor or somebody at church, somebody I know. But any Christian will do. And if they say things, you will know it's God. So when the Lord uses you, people can have selective hearing. If you're not what they expected, they may throw your message away. I'm sorry, but that's how people do sometimes. Jesus said, a man is not without honor, except among his family and his own hometown. And I've found that to be certain. That's true. That doesn't mean that family members won't ever listen to you. And people in your own hometown won't ever listen to you. God can move. They can change. And Pastor also taught that Jesus went through teaching the word of God. And then when he came back, he found some that did have faith. Now, I thank God for good teaching and people of principle. And the Lord can, but I don't restrict the Holy Spirit to use who he wants. He can use whoever he wants. When I ask him my questions, he always calls me to receive an answer. And I thank him for it. You know, I'm reminded about the youth pastor, Pastor Jim McCann IV. He was faithful with the youth. Now he pastors a church. And I always knew he'd do great things, and he'll do even greater things until the Lord returned. But I used to teach my children at home. And on Friday night when I would get them, I would take them to church, and then he would recap everything that the Lord had me saying, and my children would look at me. And they would be surprised. And they knew that I didn't know what he was going to teach. It was the Holy Spirit. Now to me, that's priceless. God can use people. So I don't disqualify people. I thank God for every soul. And that is the heart of God. That's where the church has to get to. All of this supreme preeminence, foolishness, that's the world. That's pride. And a lot of people miss out on so many blessings because of it. And that's why I sound so disgusted with it. I know it's satanic. It's just got a religious mask the way people act sometimes. The way the things people approve. Sometimes it's just a satanic situation with a religious mask on it. It's not something the Holy Spirit can sanction. It's not what the Holy Spirit will have you say. You know, the dress code of women in the holiness churches, the Pentecostal churches, all the things that they did that brought attention back to them instead of the Holy Spirit. See, if we live the life of God, what people will see is the peculiar works of the Holy Spirit, the love, the kindness, the genuineness, the God-fearing wisdom. You know, wisdom is not wisdom if it's not God-fearing. When people live the God-fearing wisdom of God, it gets so much attention. When people are guided by the Holy Spirit, they can do things. Now, Sister Mayer said that when she was working, a man asked her for a few dollars. And then the Lord showed her that he was just going to take the money, not buy lunch or nothing. He was going to buy cigarettes. And then she told him what he was doing and wouldn't give him the money. And he was afraid of her because she knew what he was going to do. He tried to deceive her, and she saw through his deception. We need that. He'll never, ever forget it. He knew he was trying to deceive her, and the Lord showed her what's wrong. Now he has to deal with the fact that she knew what he was thinking. And she's a woman of God. So he's got to deal with the fact that the Lord told her what he was up to. And people can be won to the Lord because of things like that. See, but cold religion won't, you can't do that with cold religion. God can't move in people's lives and they acting silly. A lot of things are held up because people act so obnoxious. And they burn bridges with people. God can't use them mightily to win the lost because they are so obnoxious in that way. They put more emphasis on the way they dress than the love of God. And see, anytime a church adopts extra rules that God didn't give, when they touch the wisdom of man, when they allow doctrines of men in their doctrine, and they put restrictions on people that God didn't do, God has no wisdom in it. It defies the wisdom of God, the love of God, and the purity, the holiness of God. When you tell people that they can't do this, or they wrong, or they're sinning, now you're judging their heart. A person can wear pants and makeup and jewelry and love God. But when you drill every week that these things offend God, It sears your conscience with the hot iron. And now in your conscience, you think that's what you got to do. And then when you do it, it causes people it causes problems that are just totally unnecessary. And that's not what God wanted in the first place. If it's a man-made doctrine, it's a problem. So, as a young minister, I said, I'm not teaching things like that. I'm going to watch and see if God give me something like that to teach. Now, if he'd have told me, and I'd have done it, I would have put my opinions aside. Turns out, though, the opinions that I received were scriptural. Now, I learned to do something in case I'm wrong. Because the Lord said when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn the ways of the Father. And the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to make you do something. You got to receive his word, receive it in your heart, speak it, and act on it on purpose. You have to yield to him. Now, he'll help you see what's right, but you have to do it right. You have to do it the right way. And with that being said, there were many things he didn't give me messages like what I heard. He didn't give me the bondage messages. He didn't give me the dress code messages and the rules that people made such a big deal about. He always had me focusing on the things that promote life. And I yielded to him and I asked him all kind of questions. And he gave me all kind of answers too. And I would share those things with people. And I would teach what he gave me. But because people were groomed a certain way, they were persuaded a certain way, they had trouble receiving what I had to say. But I didn't stop. And a lot of times I was not invited back to preach at many different churches. But that's part of it. I still, whatever, no matter what happens, I don't have to compromise, and I won't. I didn't then, and I won't start now. And I felt, there were times I felt isolated. And to the point that I said, Lord, do you have anybody that want to follow you? Now, God always have people that obey him. He had 7,000 people back in the days of Elijah that never bowed their knee to Baal. And he sent me to a church where I saw what he was talking about for years. Where people don't make a big deal out of the wrong things. And now I'm at a church where people get healed often. Every week people get healed, blessed. The children are growing. And you see the young adults getting married. You know, most of them, they do right and they go to church and they become productive adults. They go to school, they get married, have children, and raise their children in the house of God. And they have a good time doing it. They're well-rounded people. They're not just hiding in church, hiding from responsibility. They're doing things because they're receiving good structure. They're receiving the word of God and practicing it. And the Lord is able to bless them, promote them, give them wisdom, guide them. As much as they allow them, God does so. And then the Lord put me on the radio. And you know, with God, he will promote you beyond the four walls of a church. Don't feel confined and trapped because people won't listen. You don't need them. You need the Lord. And the Lord will give you, he'll guide you where you can make a difference. And sometimes it's just out of the box. Most of my ministry is out of the four walls. But see, whatever the Lord give you to do, that's your hot spot. That's going to work. If he had used me to preach in church only, that was not my hot spot. That was just a privilege. I wanted to be a blessing. I still want to be a blessing to his people. I care about everybody. But the Lord would take you beyond, far beyond what man is willing to go. Now, with all that being said, I love every soul. The people that rejected me, people that did right, people that did wrong, people that did it the hard way. I love them. And I care about them. But I have to share the things that the Lord gave me to share. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. But these are the things that have interrupted the move of the Holy Spirit. Even I heard the Azusa Street baptism of the Holy Spirit back in the move of the Holy Spirit back in, on Azusa Street in the 1800s. When the Lord moved mightily there, it was a big thing. And the religious people came, and with their rules and doctrines, they just about ruined it. The enemy will always attack what works. And now we're getting back to focus. See, when you're focused on the Lord, you can see more of life. You can receive more of life. You can speak life. You can judge what's right from what's wrong. You can judge that you can see what God would choose, and you can see what God rejects and why. Now, when you're focused on the rules of men and the things that other people have said, and that becomes your focus, it can be bigger than God's word. Even your problems can seem bigger than God. Like the man on the deathbed with cancer. He can get to the point, or she can get to the, or a lady can get to the point where they can't see themselves healed anymore. And they start praying that the Lord will just take them home, because they can't believe that they're healed now, because they hurt. And for most of their life, they've heard that God heals when he wants to. And they get discouraged. But the word of God said, by Jesus' stripes you're healed. You have to believe it. You have to receive it as truth in your heart without doubt. And you have to speak it by faith without doubt in your heart. And act on the word of God. And then it will, you change. That's the only way to change the facts in your body. And the Lord can restore you and strengthen your body again. And all your color will come back. Your hair will grow again. Everything will be right. And the Lord can do miracles. But people shut God out over time, when they could be learning of the Lord in truth. They choose to do other things. They listen to people that they shouldn't listen to. And they don't. If you're not taking enough time to study the word, people can tell you whatever they want to tell you. And you won't know any better. Because light judges darkness, not the other way around. When darkness attempts to judge light, it always ends in disaster for the person that's trying to judge the light. See, the word of God said that the light exposed the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So light can't judge or instruct. I mean, darkness can't judge or instruct the light of God's word. The light of God's word is the lasting standard. That's going to stand when you're not here. So you can definitely stand on the word of God. You can structure your belief system according to his perfect word and overcome the darkness of this world. But whatever people are focused on, that will shape their future. The man that teaches the false doctrines, this is what happens to him. Somebody they respect taught it, and they believed it. They didn't question it. They didn't ask the Lord, is this okay? They were not like the Bereans who went and studied the word. They studied that belief system into the word of God. But watch this. If you study chapters of the word of God, something will happen, and I'm going to tell you what will happen. And I call it the spirit of the word. The intended true meaning of the word of God will be revealed to your spirit man. It'll happen as you faithfully study and receive different parts of God's word. It all, because the intended meaning always works together with the whole word of God. You may not know the scriptures. You may not know how to find it, but you will have received enough light to judge darkness that's creeping in. Darkness creeps in hidden places. Dead doctrines, doctrines of devils, they come in sneaky. They come in slowly. Now, again, it starts with people that people respect, like a bishop that everybody look up to. He taught it. He was bold. He made it sound good. Then he worked miracles, doing other things, praying for people. People get healed. And then, you know, when you don't know better, everything is good. Whatever he say is gold. Now, his voice is greater than the word of God in your eyes or in the person's eyes who's looking up to him. All right. Now, even when it's wrong, somebody's going to eventually tell that pastor or that preacher or that Christian that this is just not right. No, the bishop said, and they will argue all night to prove their point. Now, the other person could be right, but they may not even be called to the ministry yet. And they know by the word of God that that's just a wrong statement that that bishop taught. And it happens all the time. But you can't tell people that look up to him that they're wrong and convince them. So what happens is, and this happens with every denomination, people stay in their own circles. There are denominational people. There are Baptist people that will not set foot in a holiness church unless somebody real close to them die and they go to the funeral. There are people in the Methodist church that won't go to a Pentecostal church, and they avoid each other. And then they turn around and talk about each other. I don't get involved in that either. God loves the Baptist. He loves the Methodist. He loves the Pentecostal. He loves the Holiness Church. Even those Seventh-day Adventists, he loved them too. He loves all people. But people corral themselves according to their beliefs. And that's just not right. If you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you're my brother or my sister. And I love you, I care about you, and I know for a fact that God has all of our best interests at heart. Now, people make a big deal out of denominations, but God does not. Now, I'm out of time.